Hey guys, how you doing today? Still Johnny Christmas. What? I know this happens a lot and it's always irritating, but I'd really like it if the people in the back just moved up. It's going to be really hard to see from back there. You don't have to, and I understand if you want to keep your distance and that's cool, but like if you have it in you, if you could move up, it'd be really cool. That makes us have more fun because there's more people here, because right now it looks like nobody's here, even though there's like 65, 70. So like it'll be more entertaining if you guys were closer. There's a lot of like open seats, so you won't be shoulder to shoulder, but come on and do it.
Exercise, it's good for you.
Yeah. So this is Radio Statler, and I'll go through down the line. We've got Neo.
Oh, me. Hi.
Hi. Side Pockets.
Where am I again?
Stoppe. Darko. Nick God.
What up?
Bunny. Beaches. Hi. And I'm Johnny Christmas, and I'm going to take a selfie of all of us now, just like last year. Woo.
I'm actually in this.
No, I got a selfie of them. All right,
Creative Commons.
I'll let you guys go ahead and kick it off and tell everyone what's going on, and I'm emceeing, which is weird and funny.
Well, all right. Can everybody hear me okay? Is this all right? Yeah? Speak up?
Yeah.
Eat the mic.
Louder. All right.
Make love to the mic.
Yeah, do that.
Okay. Mike, do you consent to this?
Moral for everyone.
It's into it.
All right. Radio Statler, 10 years of doing it live. It's been 10 years. When did that happen?
It's been 10 years.
It's been 10 fucking years?
Yeah. 10 years. It's surprising.
What have we done?
Well, we made radio.
Yeah. Have you guys out there been listening? We got some Radio Statler fans. Do you know what Radio Statler is? Yeah?
We got the one.
Yeah.
We have exactly
one
fan.
We can't see you,
that
but we know you're there.
Radio Statler
1,000 of you.
Radio Statler is an impromptu radio station. We'll be running out of hope upstairs on the, or no, downstairs on the mezzanine for 10 years now, which is crazy. We got a little booth down there. We do shows. We have a full programming deck this year.
Pretty much, yeah.
Our listener base seems to actually be like primarily European. It's a lot of the people who can't attend Hope because like it's just too costly and they're out in Europe. And so we're providing the voice of Hope to Europe, maybe for people who can't stream the video talks but can do some audio. Maybe they don't like any of the talks that are going on currently.
Maybe they're just not being let into the country anymore.
Or that's
definitely
very common. I've lost a friend to that already. So we provide alternate programming as well. So it's almost like another talk track that's going on at Hope that's purely audio. And so that's what Radio Statler's been for 10 years.
It'd be like fifth track, right?
Yeah. If we count the X track, it's like a fifth talk track because we have discussions going on there that aren't from any speakers here. We have big groups that we let in.
Yeah.
And we'll discuss a lot of that, I'm sure, in the...
It's very community-driven. It's the stuff that people at the conference would like to come and do. So, let's get started. So, we already did who we are. That should really have a question.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Good work. Good work, everyone.
Yeah.
About that.
Who are we? Who are we? We're not asking who we are. We know who we are.
Yeah.
I have a new Twitter handle.
You do?
Do.
Good work. There it is. Okay.
Yeah. All right. That's it. So, yeah,
pretty
I
much.
Think that's good.
Uh-huh.
All right. You want to go, Nika?
Sure, yeah. So I guess, why Radio Statler? There are a bunch of people that wonder that. And radio because, I don't know, like, it's cool. And, there are lots of pirate radio stations that have historically... I haven't seen these slides, by the way. This is the first time I've seen these. There's a huge history in the hacker community of pirate radio. We're continuing on in that tradition, and it lets us do a lot of really interesting stuff. Also, we apparently love the Muppets. I didn't approve that, but sure.
I did.
How can you not like the Muppets?
I am a Muppet.
I'm offended by that.
I didn't approve of that in the slide.
It's very simple. You just put your hand forward. You go, animal! Everybody loves the Muppets.
Sure.
Thank you, Grover.
But no. In all actuality, before this was the Hotel Pennsylvania, this was the Statler Hotel. Sure. I'll let you do this. You've got the history.
Yeah. So it was the Hotel Pennsylvania originally, because this opened around the same time that the original Penn Station did, the beautiful one that they decided to tear down for the piece of crap across the street. then it was bought, and they changed the name to Hotel Statler, and then they realized that was pretty stupid, and then back to Hotel Pennsylvania, in 91, and it's been that way ever since. One of the ways the name still exists is actually the Statler Grill, which I think it just closed down, but there was the Statler Grill in the hotel, and that was basically the only thing that was left that kept the original name, or the temporary name, and the name of one of the original managers.
Quick interesting fact about this, there used to actually be a tunnel that connected the Hotel Pennsylvania to Penn Station, and that's one of the main reasons why it was such a big hub in the first place.
Yep.
Yeah. There's remnants of it down there still, which is really cool. Find it.
We've taken pictures.
Yeah. But no, really, go find it.
Not right now.
But not right now.
Yeah, no, right now you should stay.
Go ahead, Will.
Totally deny that, Ed, that we ever give this suggestion.
Question? A question already in the front here?
No, just an escapee.
Oh, okay.
Oh. Continue.
All congrats. Right. Glad to have you.
Why do we do something like Radio Statler? There is some booze involved. That is a thing.
Cheers.
Woo! What?
And also, it is probably the closest thing that we really have to a social life.
It takes a lot of coordination. We all chat with each other a lot.
Honestly. Yeah.
Honestly, we've made some really awesome friends through this that now are people you look to for thick and thin, because doing stuff like this is surprisingly hard. And it's great to meet good people. It's great to work with good people and to find folks who you wind up wanting to stick around with and continuing to do stuff with.
Yeah. But the actual mechanics of how this happened, which are detailed there, is in 2007, there was there were the Hope Forums. And one of the things on the Hope Forums was a solicitation for things for people to do. And there was a lot of talk there that started about we wanted to stream stuff on the internet. And this was before video streaming was totally feasible. We didn't have 10 gig. We had something like, I don't know, 30 meg or something.
Yeah.
To put it in perspective, we streamed over Verizon 1 year.
Yeah.
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 Weren't we using Justin TV that first year?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Which is now Twitch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there were a bunch of people who got together, and I think of those it was Darko, me, Bunny, and I think that's all that's left.
Yeah.
We had a pretty good group. There were a bunch of people that were really into it. And I had some gear and was like, I know how to do this. And I was naive.
And I was fortunate enough to be the manager of a college radio station at the time, and probably past statute of limitations. A lot of gear temporarily went out for maintenance the weekend of the Hope Conference. For a couple of years.
It literally went out for maintenance.
Yes. Like
it was out of the building.
Definition of maintenance is very wide.
Yes.
And we happen to be good at maintaining it. That's exactly what was happening.
We were good at maintaining it.
Yeah.
Sort of.
Things went back in better condition than they came to us with most of the time.
Yeah.
So it was literally a pirate radio station at the time, and we were even like using stolen equipment to broadcast.
Yeah. Pirating the equipment.
Out of Hope. Like how hope is that? That's hope as fuck.
Yes. Didn't we like steal the curtains and steal the sofas, which were inflatable cushions at that time?
Yeah, we had those.
Yes, we stole it from the Knock, didn't we? Borrowed from the Knock, yes. I think that's what we did.
Yeah.
Like that? Yeah.
Dude, I miss those chairs. We had the inflatable furniture was our favorite studio of all the studios we had.
Yeah, absolutely. We need to bring that back.
Yeah.
Of course. Yeah, and we'll get back to that actually in one of the later slides.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, we have some fun slides.
Yeah.
All right.
Next.
So, fast. You're probably thinking, how do you
steal equipment?
Profit.
You, that's almost the same thing as magic.
We forgot something. Yeah, the magic pixie dust is theft.
It's really stealing equipment. I still think to this day, I can think of at least a few things that we steal from somewhere. Mm-hmm. There's an organization that we've stolen some stuff from. I mean, temporarily borrowed.
Yes.
I've had my stuff stolen.
I mean, it goes back where it came from.
And
it
smells
generally.
Very yummy.
Yes.
But yeah, to make something like Radio Statler happen, it's both easier and harder than you think it is. You really need to focus on three areas. You need to worry about what content you're going to put on, about getting people involved, because it doesn't just happen, and you need people to run it. And then technology. I mean, you need stuff to stream. You're going to need audio equipment. You need anything you want to do, like call IRS scammers.
We haven't done that yet.
Oh, yeah. Well, you should listen to Radio Statler when we decide to call and scam.
Hope 2020. Yeah, we had a call-in line 1 year.
We had fallen like,
oh,
like
man, was that a pain in the ass.
I loved getting prank called by Australia every single night.
I'll tell, that's true.
The best feeling in the world when Australians bother to prank call you.
And complain about the sausage fest.
I'll tell you a quick story from the first year we had a call-in show. We had an asterisk box that I had set up, and I'd forgotten to put a timeout on the dial. So we had people that were, the phone would just ring and ring and ring and ring for hours. So when we were done with the event, I got back home and realized that I had a $300 phone bill.
And how many of those minutes that you got billed for were for people just leaving the phone off hook?
Probably most of them. Yeah. We definitely didn't have $300 worth of actual use out of that. Yeah.
We didn't have $300 worth of dollars.
But yeah, I mean, this is where you come in. I mean, it's really easy to spin up a streaming radio station nowadays. You need a laptop, you need a mic, maybe a headphone, and an internet connection. But you can only get it so good with that. When you start scaling, when you want to say, we want to have multiple people on the air, we want to be able to have people call in, we want to, you know, be able to record this and be able to have it ready for download, we want to be able to pull in streams from other things. I mean, the work that gets done by the team here, and particularly by Nick God, is really impressive. It starts easy. But as soon as you start wanting to do more stuff, it scales dramatically. And that brings you to people. You need good people to make this happen. The only reason Statler is still happening is the people. It's because we've got people who are passionate and people who are willing to put in the effort and have the skills to make it happen. And then content, which I'm going to let Beaches talk about because he's the man on that.
Yeah, no, just a word on that. I think it's important to point out that while this is a Hope-sanctioned thing that we do, It was pretty much left up to just us to manage. There wasn't really an option of like, well, we need to tap Hope for funds to purchase something that we need, or we need to get Hope staffers to man the booth, or like that was not a thing. Hope just didn't have it available for us. They were like, you want to run a radio station? You can, and that's the most we can give you for that is authorization to do it. After that, like, you guys are on your own. Good luck, have fun.
Clayton never wanted to know about us in the first place.
Yeah.
But it's quite literally like a pirate ship.
And maybe we'll give you space on the mezzanine. Maybe.
Sometimes. Maybe.
Yeah. And sometimes we had to fight. But I like fighting.
You're scrappy.
Yeah, I'm scrappy.
Plus, it makes good radio.
That's why this why I get this outfit. It blinds the attacker.
Dazzle.
I thought it was our mobile antenna. Yeah.
All right.
Okay. Oh, my God.
You were talking.
Was I talking?
Yeah. We're going to talk about content.
Yeah. Well, so content.
Content.
We have a content slide.
We have a lot of slides about content.
Okay, we can get to that later.
Yeah.
Let's just go in order.
You need content.
You do need content. You can't just set up a box and just let it stream silence. I mean you can do
Google that shit.
You can.
Get air radio.
You can also play multiple hours of chickens.
Yeah.
That is a thing.
We did that this year.
Why haven't we done that yet?
We have.
We did. That was so before we went live today. Yeah, space chickens. So last time we did a drum loop for I think 2 to 3 hours while we were waiting for things to kind of get ready to start. Yeah, it was hours.
Hours.
I can prove it. Somebody actually recorded from the start of the stream to the end.
Yeah.
And it's like 2.5 hours. You have to go 2.5 hours into the 3-day.
2 hours, 47 minutes, 13 seconds.
Audio that is? Yes. The 9-gig file.
It's a 9-gig MP3 is the end result of what we have going on here.
Yeah. If you want to edit it, you have to like open it in Audacity and then go away for an hour and 15 minutes. And then when you come back, either it's loaded or it's crashed.
There's Night Owl.
Getting loaded.
Hey.
Welcome.
Hey. Another. Yeah, good. So I was gonna make sure he was sitting up here. Everyone, this is Night Owl.
Hi, Night Owl.
One of the favorite parts. One of my favorite parts of Radio Statler, because he brings a booze.
What is your favorite part of Night Owl?
All right,
it's the sunglasses.
So
how can that not be your? I don't know. It's between the sunglasses and the beard.
I think we should see some pictures.
We should see some pictures.
You guys want to see some pictures of the booth?
Yeah.
So this is
that was a smattering of enthusiasm.
Come on. Like
well, they're as confused about what's going on up here as we are. That's all it was.
It's a better idea. Like it or not, you're gonna see pictures.
We're gonna show them anyway.
It doesn't matter about your enthusiasm.
All right, drum roll.
You're gonna see the pictures of the booth. All right. So this is the current iteration of the booth. Well,
this is
V3.3 something.
This is some high tech shit.
I don't know. We've gone through a lot of iterations on this thing. One of which we actually built like full walls, and it was terrible.
With a roof.
It was moist.
It was so hot in there.
Nick God Sleeping is the one we had.
Yeah. So there's a thing, the phenomenon in my life where people like to take pictures of me asleep. It's across all facets of my life. Just my friends like to take pictures of me asleep.
I mean, look at
very entertaining.
Yeah. He looks so peaceful, which is so very, very different from when he's asleep.
He looks so soft.
You just have to document it.
Yeah.
Don't you want to just pet his head?
So manly.
I already have a couple pictures of him sleeping.
So the booth with the roof was the worst. It was so hot in there.
Whose dumb idea?
Like
we
tried to build a soundproof booth for obvious reasons because this is con is noisy and we're on mez. You couldn't last 30 minutes in there. It was insane, and there was nothing that we could do about it. And we had to, like, that was the booth for that hope, and we had to just suck it up and deal with it. But
don't forget the Virtual Boy Vision red light.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, and so we had the on-the-air light, which is a red bulb, but that was in the booth, and it was the only source of light in the booth. So as soon as you go in the booth, it's just red, and everything's hot, and you're just definitely in hell.
Under normal circumstances, you know, you have the on-air light outside the booth, but we weren't going to do that.
It's
right.
We actually punched the roof off.
Oh, right.
And the one in the booth was actually controlled outside the booth, so when you were in the booth, it often went dark on you.
Plus, we're radio, we're blind anyway.
Yeah. Instructions unclear. Penis caught in ceiling fan.
And that's why we ended up having to punch holes through the roof so we could breathe and then punch holes through the wall so we could communicate meaningfully through a hole in the wall saying more volume, less volume.
Yeah. Hey, punch.
And then we threw
wall.
That booth in the garbage.
Yes. Yes.
After spending $600 and at least $300 transporting it in a thing. If you want to go visit our talk last year, I go into the whole story.
Yeah, about how the trailer got towed.
Yeah. Our trailer got towed. We couldn't bring it back. It
because U-Haul didn't renew the registration.
Yep.
But they do.
It's a great life lesson, which is the current iteration of booth we have. We wound up using rigid insulation foam, and that's what we did the first year because we're like, shit, how the hell do we make a booth?
Did we do it the first year?
Yeah, the first year we did blue foam. And we were like, because we were talking, we're like, how the hell do we do this? And we thought, well, maybe we can get like insulation or we can get foam or we can get like batting. And we realized, okay, none of us have the money. We're all broke. We don't got the money to go buy expensive stuff. Hey, we can buy these sheets of blue foam for like $250 a piece.
So we stole it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
No comment.
Allegedly.
I wish it was still $2.50.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We bought three new panels, and it was like $60. It was like, oh.
And that yeah, well. Days. Yeah, so, yeah. And then we decided while doing it, like, hey, you know what? We could do this so much better. And then we wound up over-engineering the shit out of it and learn from our mistakes.
Don't over-engineer anything.
You know
There's
what?
The reason that keep it simple, stupid is an acronym.
This year's booth is pretty well engineered, though. Like, it has engineering. It has that slide rail,
which
is amazing.
Here, Vader, who was here 1 year, built that. We gave him a bunch of foam, and he sat around cutting it up and figuring out how to actually engineer
a pocket sliding door.
Drink to bear.
Vader is the one, so where Nick God is sleeping, the one to the right?
To the left.
That was Vader figuring out how to make it slide.
So this
the one that's stage right.
Left.
Yeah. This is the booth we have now this year. You're welcome to come to Mez and check it out. It's pretty cool, given all that's gone on. Like I think I would
also
say this is
the best
booth we've ever had.
This year we don't have a table in the back area that's by the Segway track. So when the Segway goes by, it goes whoosh.
Yes.
Yeah. It's pretty cool.
Like the wall moves every time a Segway goes by. The booth goes.
And thank God no one's gone through the wall.
Hey, that's an improvement over the year that our walls were the backstop for the Segways.
Oh yeah, you mean the crash test?
Yeah, we were where the Segways stopped if they had to.
Yeah.
So we
also
moved that around.
I mean, there was breaking news, and then there was,
literally.
Yeah, breaking news.
Also real quick.
Someone broke the news.
Yes. Also real quick, our current booth has way less penis on the wall.
Yeah. I didn't know.
So if you're doing a project with a group of hackers, be prepared to have to cover some shit up.
Yeah, shit, we mean dick.
Yeah, like when we say, like, hey, this is a fun booth, go ahead and draw on the walls, what's the first thing that ever gets drawn on anything ever?
Yeah, I can attest to that. Radio Stat there has made me really question about what most people here think penises actually look like.
If we knew what they looked like, we would have gone to art school and not done radio.
Yeah. I only have a very narrow realm of experience. Yes. So I... Yes.
Very narrow.
That does explain a few things about the graffiti in there, Johnny. Yes.
Let's find out what
a man can dream.
Oh, right. So I think we all have a clear idea as to what the booth looks like.
Yep. So slide.
Oh yeah. So
this one is totally
how is radio?
This is what it should look like.
Yes. Nice drawing.
This is a flowchart I whipped up in about 5 minutes. The details, all of the different interconnected pieces that we use to run the radio station. I took some liberties. I couldn't find a mixer, so I used a hi-fi receiver.
It's a mixer. It counts.
It's like the same thing.
It's sort of the same thing.
It makes audio go places.
Yeah.
Right, and toast.
Yeah.
I like the fact that the telephone hybrid that we never actually get to work is on there.
Yeah, I was fairly optimistic.
Projector.
It sounds like a night owl problem.
So at the core, everybody's connecting to the streaming server. That's the stream.radiostatler.com port 8000. That's our Icecast server. That's sitting there on a server that's in the work area of the booth. You can come by. You can look at it. It's a server. It looks like a server.
It's a computer.
It acts like a server.
But
it acts like a server.
And there's lights.
And then we have the stream computer, which is running a few different things. It's actually running our Nicecast streaming software. It's a Mac. Also, I'm going to throw this out there. It's running El Capitan. So if anybody wants to own it, have fun, because it's probably vulnerable.
Latest.
What are you doing?
We can't patch that.
I have a vulnerable machine on the internet, and it hasn't gotten owned yet. Come on, guys.
You should tell them.
Well, hey, wait. Why is your phone blowing up?
It's going to be down in 5 minutes.
So, in the stream computer, we have it connected to the mixer via a Dante audio over networking system, which is also how we get talk audio down from the 18th floor. So we get that over the Dante network as well. And obviously we have mics in the booth that go into the mixer, and we have a little aux cable so you can plug in your laptop and all that fun stuff. And all that goes into the stream computer, gets combined with iTunes audio, which is how we play music because we're professional. and all that gets archived on theoretically the streaming server, except not always. And then we've got editing stations that we have so that people can pull down the raw audio, the 9 gig file that Beaches was mentioning, and you can cut out individual segments of that. And the people who do that work, it is extraordinarily boring and extraordinarily useful, and the people that do that are heroes because none of us have the time to.
You mean Stape, the person who does that.
Actually,
it's been like 3 or 4 years since I've touched an audio video.
Not really.
So,
I think Beach's
my wife.
You guilt your significant other into doing
it? Your wife.
Beach's wife.
Beach's wife is doing this editing remotely.
Right now.
That's amazing.
Yeah, she's a wonderful human being.
Remember, if you need some free labor, look to your family.
Who's been reading the Ferengi?
Yeah, it's, child labor laws don't cover your own children. Just a heads
and
up.
Also, yeah, well, yeah. And also,
pro tip.
Your family can't quit without lawyers.
Bless you.
So, yeah, and then we upload that stuff to the website. So we have the archive going, and you'll be able to catch whatever we've edited down there. And it's really cool stuff. So that's the broad overview. It's fairly simple. I mean, straightforward, you know.
I really like how our mics are gendered in this diagram.
It's people.
Yeah, it's people.
It's people, man.
Generic
it's
people.
The mics are people.
Yeah. Women can wear ties too, Sidebucket.
Soylent, Statler's people. Mike.
So I will say,
okay,
one thing we didn't have time to do was to show like evolution over the years, because this is, one, technology has advanced, making our lives a little simpler, and two, this is way the hell less complicated than we used to make it, because it was all analog gear, and then we had crazy, insane PBX and VoIP systems, and like batshit audio routing and things that would break on a regular basis.
I mean, we still have all of that. Literally everything you mentioned, we still have.
The more
change. At least we're not having to like do what we had to do the second year, where mid-con, we wound up having our booth look like a friggin' rat's nest. because we kept having cables break and connectors not working. So we were pretty much soldering connectors while on the radio so that we could repatch stuff.
Yeah.
Yep.
Although it tends to look like a war zone after this year, we forgot a headphone amp. So we used, you don't know this, you're going to love this.
Oh, God.
So we had a little backup mixer and then two audio interfaces. One of the audio interfaces we used to plug in so that we could have a headphone amp. And then we plugged in the other two and daisy chained from one to the other so that we got an extra headphone output with each one.
So what we're saying is jury rig the crap out of everything.
Just make it work. It's
and
fine.
When in doubt, wing it.
I mean, as long as no one gets electrocuted, it's fine. And if someone does, just like, you know.
It makes for great programming.
Yeah,
great
drop radio. Them into the lobby so then they blame the hotel.
Hey, outside those doors, it's no longer our problem.
All right, so what equipment do we need? I think that's pretty much everything we just said.
That's I mean, other than there's one glaring thing that we missed, which is a computer.
Yeah. Yeah, somehow that's kind of important, maybe.
Just a little
edit this right now, is that okay?
And booze.
But yeah, everything else, like the audio is fairly simple. We have a fairly complicated system, and that's really only because we need to get talk audio from up here. If it wasn't for that, like you can do it with like a $20 mixer that you get at and we have at B&H, and like some microphones and stands, and that's it. You can do this real easy.
And by the way, if you want to hear more about B&H Reynolds, look to our talk last year about how we did probably immoral things.
We've committed religious sin.
Radio Statler, we're not kosher.
They're not giving me a hard time about it.
Those are beautiful.
This is the 30-minute mark, guys.
Oh, what mark?
When the ears change.
That's how we do it.
What? Who? What?
All right. You got to extend them.
Extendo Hero.
Transformers.
I didn't mean to take the whole panel down with them.
All right.
Well, you did, Johnny.
Let's see what's up next.
It's ear o'clock.
So now we talk about content.
Oh.
Kidnapping.
Yeah, you guys like, oh, you have to talk about content. I'm like, I have like 3 slides about content later.
Yeah.
All right, so how do you find content? Well, for us, ask speakers at Hope if they want to come on the air. Mm-hmm. So maybe it's like, hey, do you want more time? Is there stuff you want to like cover that you can't cover in your panel? Maybe you have other interests. Maybe there's other stuff that you're doing that's pretty cool.
Yeah, do you wish maybe you had a second hour for your talk?
Yeah.
It's
also really fun to get people who have different panels but have similar talking points or backgrounds together in the same room, a lot of times meeting each other for the first time.
Oh, yeah. That's the thing we've done is, exactly that, getting people together.
It's like you guys all do the IoT stuff and you might want to meet each other.
Or biohacking.
Talk about stuff.
Yeah.
Or biohacking.
Or digging dirt in the history of things that we wish we had forgotten.
Hence the archive.
Yeah.
You gotta stop doing that.
Yeah, I know. We did a terrible thing last
wanted
night.
Wanted to do a red team versus blue team. This was all really cool stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was part of the SysAdminist Trivia red team versus blue team discussion, which was super fun. Those guys, he's here. Oh, yeah. Cool. You're missing one. But anyway.
Is Brent here?
Yeah, Brent's in bed.
So Brent is being a curmudgeon. So Brent is being Brent.
Oh, come on, Brent.
I just want to point that stairs.
That's no excuse.
But, so like another thing we have is like, the SysAdminist Trivia one was actually, I think you guys reached out to us. Last time. And you were like, we want to do a thing, and we're thinking kind of of this thing. And I was like, well, I know some people, we can do that. And then we did. The gun law panel was something that Nick was like.
That was me, yeah.
Yeah, he was like, I think this would be a really interesting thing, and I think that we could get a nice diversity of opinions on this. And we're like, well, okay, yeah.
And nobody got shot.
And
for the first time ever.
Yep.
So, like, having people that come up and be like, hey, I have a show idea. Let's do this thing. What if we had some, like, we got these people together? That'd be really cool. Okay, let's go do that. Sometimes we'll offer podcasts. Like, yeah, you guys do a podcast. Come do a live version on the air for us. So, like, and actually, so one of the big things that we really try to enforce as best as we can is that if you guys are going to do, if you're doing a podcast for broadcasting your podcast, you should actually be at Hope. Because we're supposed to be bringing hope to the world, so you should really be at Hope. So, like, the KMO podcast, he did a pre-recorded content, but because that was more convenient for his workflow. He was at Hope. He brought people that were at Hope with him, and they all, like, I think recorded it in probably his hotel room or something.
Yeah.
So, like,
and then just handed it over.
Yeah, and then he handed us an MP3 file.
So that was
okay. Weird. Yeah, so that can be a good thing. Privacy Patriots recorded the first episode on Radio Statler. So Restore the Fourth had done something previously and did an interview, and they were like, hey, we're making a podcast. Can we do a thing? I was like, yeah, sure. That sounds great. Stereo Semantics, really, really cool. Stape, I think, is a fan.
I'm bitter. She's the greatest idea ever. Check out the podcast when we put it up. She does a super cool thing with spidering data off of Wikipedia to make songs that you think wouldn't link together do. We left off Stereo Wonderland, did a live set today.
Well, hold on. There's more slides.
Oh, we have more slides. Oh, here we go.
Yeah.
So have recurring shows, 26 o'clock. We've tried to do an Off the Hook if we can get, but since 26, Off the Hook is largely considered consisting of people that are on core staff, they're kind of busy. Live stream the concerts. If we think of interesting people, just ask them to come on air. Mitch Altman's really good. Radio Wonderland, we love the crap out of him. And then literally random strangers in the hallways coming on air. Rinaldi Santiago, he's
which
a phantom freak.
Friggin' awesome.
Yeah, yeah, that was awesome. That was we weren't expecting to be at Hope.
Thank you,
up.
Kurt, and also you're welcome.
Yeah. I don't think Urban Hawk really counts because I think he did a talk.
He did do a talk.
And then he came on air. It's great.
Yeah.
So here's some really cool people that we've had on air. Buddy Byrne.
Look at this list.
Obviously. Johnny Christmas.
Yeah, I started out as just like a guy who was on the air.
Yeah.
And I kept being the guy who was on the air every time I'd come to Hope. And now, like, and I would fight being part of Radio Statler staff. Like, I'd be like, oh, I don't want to, you know, commit to anything. Like, if I'm around, I can help you out. And then I think, like, this year was the first year where I, like, officially said, all right, I'll dedicate myself. I accept that I'm part of your fucking staff. I just love working, like, hanging out around the booth so much. I just like hanging out with this whole group but I didn't want to be like dedicating myself to like commitment of being part of shows. And I was like, I'm around to help you out.
Johnny's afraid of commitment.
Like, you know what? This is awesome.
Johnny was basically this like the stray cat that always hung around.
And this is like now like this is what I do. I'm like, oh, if I'm at Hope, I'm at the radio station. I just like was so naturally drawn to this and have been that I finally had to just accept what I myself have become. And it's
I just
want to
say that top right photo. Look how young they are.
Yeah. So that is from the
first
year we happened, where we had which you can see the green inflatable couch.
Yeah.
Yep. Where we wound up snagging Adam Savage because a couple of us were on security and were escorting him up here, and we're backstage hanging out with him, and we chatted, and we're like, hey.
Adam Savage of Mythbusters fame, like that Adam Savage.
Adam Savage. Yeah. Which, yeah. By the way,
not just some other.
If you've ever seen the talk, you should go back and look at it.
Yeah.
Keynote at Hope. Mm-hmm. Is insane. Also, the way he got here is kind of crazy. He contacted Hope and was like, hey, your conference sounds really friggin' cool. I'd love to come. I'm worried about disrupting it, though. Is there a way I can attend without, like, making a scene and making it hard for you guys? And the response was, holy fucking shit, would you like to get, like, talk? And he's like, oh, no, man. Like, I'm not a hacker. I don't feel like I'm good enough to talk at your conference. And then the response back was, are you friggin' kidding us? Please be our keynote.
Yes. This is Adam Savage of Mythbusters going, well, no, because like I'm not a hacker. Like, I'm not. But I fucking love the idea of what you do, and I just want to be there and see it and experience, but I don't want to, like, mess everybody up because I'm kind of famous. Is there some way we can work this out? But I'm not a hacker.
World's nicest guy.
Oh, he was amazing.
Yeah, he had a blast.
And, like, I argue best Hope keynote. That's just my subjective opinion. But oh man, was his keynote amazing!
It was about like obsession, right?
Yeah, it was about obsession.
Yeah, that was awesome. Yeah.
Go check
bootlegs.
It out.
Which, given the fact that we're talking about this after we've all spent, or several of us have spent like a decade on it, is pretty apropos.
Yep.
Yeah.
I'm gonna call out in that list Daniel Ellsberg. That was
he was a
phenomenal great experience for me personally. I had a lot of that was like just so cool.
Daniel,
he was so awesome.
He was so cool.
I got to interview.
Awesome to pick his brain, you know.
Everybody.
I got to interview people I'm personally obsessed with, which is an awesome experience. Mm-hmm. Like, I got to meet my heroes. I got to interview Cory Doctorow. Like, that's so fucking cool. Daniel Ellsberg, like the man who made whistleblowing famous. Like, that's incredible. I brought in Zach Whitaker this year. Like, I hunted him down, and I was like, man, let's get you on the radio. Can you be on the radio? Come on, we'll do it on the radio. It'll be fun. Mm-hmm. Like, I, like, strong-armed him into, like, letting me interview him on the radio, and he said that he told me this year that that was the greatest interview he's ever been a part of.
Can confirm.
Holy shit.
Told it to me.
Zach Whitaker, amazing tech journalist for ZDNet, by the way. Holy shit. Like, that made my hope.
And this comes back to, too, with content, like...
And put, what, Chelsea Manning? I mean, we're not even calling it, like, I got to interview Chelsea Manning. Like, it's just in a little booth with, like, two people just hanging out.
Yeah, I mean, this comes back to the content can come from all kinds of places. Some of these people we went after, we were trying to, you know, grab. Some of these came from just happenstance, like, hey...
Like, walk by.
We're in the same room as them, and we're like, hey, would you like, you know, you're probably going to say no, and I'm sorry for bothering you. Would you like to do this? And you tell them a little bit, and they're like, oh, wow, that's so cool. And you're like, holy shit, you want to be a part of this?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it's like it's kind of an amazing thing. And
that's 90% of what we do on 26 o'clock, which is like, hey, it's like 2:30 in the morning. Who's still awake on the mezzanine?
And it's often someone cool
and
or
that's
funny.
That's how we've had interviews with Jason Scott and Mitch Altman and...
Jason Scott's such a great interview.
Oh, yeah.
He's hilarious and informative. Like
last night we had Bernie S.,
Bernie S. is always great to have on here for obvious reasons.
Although I will say, Bernie, we in some ways miss you from last year. You know, we don't have our little troll that we had last time.
That was intended to be like an exhaustive list.
Yeah.
Because that would take forever. If we had to sit here for 50 minutes just telling it's like we had this person and then this person.
Well it would be
Jason I think Scott has been on there quite a few times.
Yeah. So is Bernie.
Middle of the night, he just sits there and hangs out with us.
Yeah, I think I wanna
go back through the archives because there's some really cool stuff back there that every once in a while I'll just like throw something on and be like, oh yeah, I totally forgot that we did this, and it was really cool.
I want to really drive home the fact that we're a bunch of nobodies more or less who we're
speak
just
for
you
yourself.
Know what's fun, let's make believe, let's play pretend that we have a radio station. About a
flamethrower. Wow, that was a pretty vicious call.
I was quoted in Forbes for setting my own flamethrower on fire. Not relevant to anything.
Flamethrower.
There's better things I wish I was quoted in Forbes for. Thanks for pointing that.
just quickly adding on that, I'm always impressed of, I've brought so many people on the radio and I've never had someone say no.
Yeah,
that's the thing that's always impressed me about this. Because like I said, who the hell are we? And just everyone wants to be on this radio.
You never get anyone who's like, oh, I don't think I'm gonna have time for that. I'm sorry.
We should take a second, real quick. By the way, are there any first timers dope in here?
Adrian.
Oh man, that's so many.
We want you.
We have
to come talk on Radio Statler. We want to hear about
tomorrow.
You are conscripted. Yeah. You are conscripted.
What time?
You are conscripted.
I think it's
so
six?
We have like a 30-minute spot.
Yeah. Well, B just looked that up. Yeah, like, we want to hear what you have to say. We want to, like, hear what your experiences are, like, you know.
We want to get noobs, how you feel noobs on the air. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, I'm almost there.
Oh, my God. Yeah, so, that's how much content we've had this year, by the way.
At 6:30 to 7 p.m.
If you're still here.
If you're still here, we have listed on the schedule Hope 12, A Newbie's Hope.
A Noob's Hope. Yeah, and we want to get people whose first time in Hope on the air. We'll put you on the air and just talk about your experiences. And you can be on on a radio station and part of, and we'll mention you when you're famous and put you in this list and be like, oh, yeah, we had that chick first. But man, we're a bunch of nobodies, and like look at this list of people we got to hang out with and talk to.
Pretty cool.
Just because we played pretend.
Yeah, I mean, like,
just listen to the appreciative applause the person next door is getting.
Yeah. It's kind of crazy to think about where 10 years ago, this was a little nothing.
10 minutes, really. Yeah.
And
honestly,
in the last 10 years, we have had an amazing experience with amazing people. We've had some incredible talks. We've had some things that, honestly, I think none of us would have believed would have happened. I mean, I don't think any of us would have thought we would have Chelsea Manning on today, that we would have people and speakers coming to us and asking for it. And I want to take 1 minute to call out the people who made this happen. I mean, there are some people who aren't here, unfortunately, but I mean, the fact that we have Nick God, who absolutely kills himself every friggin' time.
Yeah. How much stuff is like down and the response is, well, Nick God's asleep.
Yeah.
And we let him sleep. We're also like, don't wake him up. Just let him sleep and we'll take care of it later.
And take pictures.
But it's the hours of work just for setup and the months of prep that go in that he does. Bunny's incredible social outreach that she does every time, the work she does to get us content, the work she does to get people involved, to go out and find people who haven't heard of Statler and get and be like, hey, look at this awesome thing. Like, this is incredible. Why don't you come be a part of it? Beach's incredible work as a production director, working so hard to get us a schedule, to get content together, to coordinate it. Okay. Johnny's interviewing skills, Stape's web skills. I mean,
and I'm
I
just
ask the
here.
Hard-hitting questions.
Side pockets, just, you know, hustle on everything. And I mean,
I literally sleep in the booth.
Yeah.
By the way.
Yeah. Night Owl's just incredible work, and I mean, also saving our ass with a hybrid this time. Neo's boundless energy on it. It is absolutely incredible, and without these people here, it just wouldn't happen. So.
Yeah. Absolutely.
A round of applause. Thank you.
Yeah, we have applause too.
Right, let's do questions.
Yeah, we've got.
Well, we have some time. And we can do some questions. Is anybody?
There's not a microphone, right?
There's a mic
in
the center.
It's a mic up.
Maybe you're just drunk. Just yell.
First one up there wins.
Or we can
ask us.
If there's no questions, I got an idea too. So.
You're welcome just to come right over.
Yeah, make one up.
There you go.
Person eating that bowl of food, don't run with that.
Don't be shy. There's no stupid questions. Okay. Hey, I think I know that guy.
Well, there are, but
no,
we're not going
but
to
we can hear you anyway.
Okay, cool. So running a radio station, have you ever considered going into broadcast?
Dear God, no.
Like
we better repeat
like
the question.
Professional broadcast? Okay.
Some of us were.
Oh, like a broadcast like FM.
Oh,
it was like multicast year.
We actually.
You mean year round, or you mean like on FM bands?
We did.
So we did do that once. Yeah, twice. Go ahead and talk about it. Twice.
Twice.
Go take it.
How much did the FCC hurt you?
I can show you on the
less
doll.
Less than you might have thought.
So
less than you might have thought.
Yeah, we have like low power broadcast this time, and someone else, I'm not going to say who, decided to broadcast our stream on a higher power FM thing from somewhere in the hotel that we don't have knowledge of.
We definitely had no idea.
We call it syndication.
And we definitely didn't work with them to provide them a better audio stream.
We had syndication. Well, I won't say syndication because that's too official a word.
Check one, two, check. Okay, we're good.
So the years we did do the FM broadcasting, you know, officially with, you know, under FCC purview and all that, there was a lot that we had to keep an eye on because of the FCC regulations, and it was kind of irritating. You have to do your safe harbor stuff. You have to tell all your guests, you know, watch your mouth, which is such a ridiculous thing to say at, like, you know, a conference based around free speech and such. And be like, well,
especially
you
hope.
But the government's here, so you got to keep it on the DL.
Well, there was that one instance, not only on FM, but we apparently were repeated on other formats, on shortwave.
Yeah.
We had that wonderful year where we said, look, you know, this is going to go out, not across the country, but across the planet.
All right, let's try to get some more questions in.
We definitely did. Yeah. Anyone else?
So the short answer, we have done it. It was kind of problematic. It was more trouble than it was worth, maybe, but it was fun doing it.
Can we have questions from people who aren't wearing Radio Statler T-shirts?
Yeah.
Legal reasons, these are not plants.
I have not been on the show. I just happen to have a T-shirt in a side pocket.
All right, let's crank your questions up.
Okay.
The question is, what would you say would be the best and worst moments of Radio Statler over the years?
Yeah.
Oh,
we
God.
Don't have enough.
We need another panel.
The worst moment is when I show up.
The worst moment was like 45 minutes of cooking live bacon and thinking it was a good idea.
Which was also the best moment.
Yeah, and trying to then, if I remember correctly, returning those microphones covered in bacon grease to Orthodox Jewish people.
Yeah. You should... We go into that story. Go look up our talk from last year.
Because we borrowed them from B&H,
we rented them from B&H.
We rented we legitimately rented them from B&H, which is famously
Every
run by...
Every time I walk in there, I have to apologize.
Oh, right. That's why I said borrowed.
Famously run.
If you've ever shot the B&H, they have a really good return policy.
And then return them, right.
A B&H rental is buying them and then returning them a few days later.
Yeah. Well, it's like we rent from any Best Buy or whatever.
How about we focus on the best moment?
B&H Photo is famously run by a huge stock of Hasidic Jews. They're closed on the Sabbath. They're very observant.
Nice people.
And so we borrowed these microphones, cooked a bunch of bacon on the air, and then put them back in the box and returned them. And see if this like
here.
These Hasidic Jews open these boxes of things covered in pork.
Why are we hammering this point home? Let's focus on the best moment, which I still think is the welding hour.
Welding hour.
The initial mass show that actually got the appeal from Australia, Europe, Latin America, Africa. people were calling in and hitting the IRC channels so hard, just enthralled with what we did. And we just were pulling it out of our rear end with no clue what the hell we're doing. And it, apparently it was the best thing we ever did.
Yeah.
Radio Statler way.
I think my worst thing was that fucking booth with the roof, the hot booth.
Oh, believe me, it was definitely my worst. Yes.
Yeah. Next question.
Next question. Next question.
Two small ones. One, if there's time, if you could talk more about your listenership. You mentioned a lot of listeners from Europe, but just more details if you can recall them. But the other one is, don't you have more slides?
No, we don't.
Actually, we don't. Okay.
We're radio.
No, because we knew we're
I keep hitting right, and it's,
we knew we would talk a lot, and we could have made 100 slides full of all the awesome
the slides.
Stuff, but.
Yeah, before we go into the other questions, is there any other, the first part, is there any other questions that people want to ask, or? All right, so we want to, cool.
That's a yes.
Yeah. We're at,
we're off the hook.
Yep. So, we're at the 50-minute mark. Do we have to wrap it up, or are we being forced off? Can we go long?
I think we got, like, another minute or two.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, if there's anything anyone wants to, any stories anyone wants to tell, or?
I mean, we think we've got, like, 2 minutes.
Yeah. Okay. I can say, like, our audience is pretty interesting. We've had as much as 300 people, and we've really...
Simultaneously,
yeah. That was our peak. Yeah. We've had a lot of people from Europe, but we've had... I think we've had all six continents. There's a lot of people in Australia. There's a good amount of people in Africa that listen, which is just amazing.
Yeah.
Asia loves us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's because they can't get here. It's so expensive to get here from there. And
yeah.
We're literally broadcasting hope to the world. And like I said, we're just a bunch of people who are like, wouldn't it be fun to just run a radio station?
Yep. And real quick, as we said last panel, if you have a friend in Antarctica that happens to be
in
our radio, please
come
to tune in.
If you know anyone who's working with an Antarctic science program, please, dear God, have them tune in tomorrow.
We will send Bunny. She likes penguins.
Oh, I love them.
All right. Well, thank you, guys. I'll go down the list again and get Night Owl, Neo, Side Pocket, Stape, Darko, Nick God, Bunny, Beaches. I'm Johnny Christmas. We're Radio Statler. Thank you guys for 10 years.
Let's get drunk.